before yesterday, there were chipmunks running around. There was hardly any snow left. There was definitely, or what seemed like definitely, a feeling of spring in the air. It seemed like winter had passed, but the way winter does, it doesn't just pass quickly. Winter lurks sometimes. Lurks and fades and then fades back. I thought that winter was over. The chipmunks thought winter was over. The finches were changing from sort of a drab gray to hints of their summer yellow. Yesterday, there was a thaw. Yesterday, there were puddles. And today, there's this stuff everywhere. Ice. We try to prepare for these transitions any way we can. Gather some firewood, put up the storm windows, try to protect yourself, try to stay warm. And it works, to an extent. One cold day, you pause. You sniff the air. Is that the smell of spring? No. It's the gray smell of snow. The white sun low on the horizon smell of snow. It looks deeper over there. Can we get to that part? Through the trees here. Man, we got a lot of snow last night. Is there light coming through the trees over there? What is that? That's a weird color, isn't it? Wow. I don't believe it. Come on. Let's go. Come on. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air, considering the continuous transition from cool to warm, from frozen to molten, from ice to thaw.
Stole my heart and went away. stole my heart. Don't know he anyway. Don't know he anymore.
Bitterly cold, but gentle. Bitterly cold, but gentle. Bitterly cold, but gentle.
Norwegian singer, composer, pianist Susanna, with her song Freeze, a performance recorded for Spinning on Air in March 2014. Her brother Fredrik Valumrod played drums and sang some backup, and her husband Helga Sten played the guitar. Susanna has a new album and some performances coming up, including a few in the States. And you can find a link to details at spinningonair.org. We mark the change of winter into spring at the vernal equinox, March 20th in 2018. But even that measurable moment in Earth's orbit is just a moment in a continuum. Change is continuous, but the constantness of it can be hard to perceive, hard to take in. Continuousness is something I've been thinking about and trying to experience in my music making. Composer John Zorn has been publishing a series of books called Arcana. There are 8 volumes now, and each collects essays by artists writing about their work, their process, their thoughts, whatever they want to write about. John invited me to contribute to the latest volume, and I wrote On Repetition and Continuousness. Here's an abbreviated version of that essay. The chain lift is in motion. It grabs the chain dogs and carries the train to the top of the lift hill, and then gravity and momentum send the roller coaster plummeting along its track. The mechanism works the same way every time. The train follows the same course and provides the same ride, completely predictable. Over in 2 minutes or less, it runs again and again. The only thing that makes one ride different from another is when it's your turn. Continuousness seems very difficult for humans to perceive. We are trained by our environment and experience to perceive increments and patterns. The continuous spinning of Earth is given a sense of periodicity by day and night. Our ongoing lives can be measured in heartbeats and breaths, as well as days and years. Heart, breath, night, and day We're built and situated to perceive pattern and rhythm, which may not actually be a very perceptive view of the big picture of continuousness. I grew up in Massachusetts, where the seasons bring obvious changes. I was aware that summers were hot, trees were colorful in the fall, in winter it snowed, and plants grew in spring. The seasons seemed to come in steps, 4 to a year. They were the background to the patterns of my school years, my paper route, family life, the TV schedule, etc. Then, living in New York City for 4 decades, where the environment can seem static, I retained a vague impression of the seasons as a sequence of plateaus. Recently, I moved to the Hudson Valley in upstate New York, living again with trees and sky and weather. And at about the same time, my son Kenji Garland modified an acoustic 12-string guitar with electronics that cause its strings and body to vibrate, and I started to use this instrument in my music making. The move upstate and the modified guitar have combined to allow me a glimpse of continuousness, a view past the frame of repetition. Living in nature, I finally see and experience the tumult of everything endlessly changing all the time. The guitar does that too. It seems to have a will and intelligence of its own. And playing the instrument isn't just a matter of acting upon it. Reacting to it and interacting with it are at least as important. After one strum, the vibrations of wood and wire gradually begin to accumulate and interact. They'll continue to vibrate, provoking one another into varying overtones until I physically stop them. There are no plateaus. There's constant change within the general principle of wave motion, which everything seems to manifest, or which manifests everything. The cycles of ebb and flow, from breaths to tides and beyond, is the fundamental pattern from which all other patterns are built. We humans have grown to fit the game the Earth plays. Nature has scored the seasons by wobbling on its orbital axis. At first it was just a wobble, but as it wobbled, it became exactly the right wobble to make everything the way it is. In other galaxies, maybe their wobble wobbled up everything the way it isn't here, but must be there. Syncopation is life. It's what we do and how we do it, and it happens in relation to a pulse, superimposed on continuousness. Repetition is exhilarating because it's pattern-making, and our patterns will mesh with all the others out there. They must mesh because we are patterns making patterns, participating in continuous change that magically generates perceptible increments. Repetition is incantation. In nature, nothing is unnecessary, no pattern unessential, no utterance superfluous. The significance of the journey of each pattern's manifestation is unclear, until it's your turn to take the ride.
Cold winter nights seem endlessly long. Darkness falls right after first light. And the snow, it may look nice, but underneath, it's solid ice. Bundle up, try to keep warm, stay close to home. What else can you do? Thank you. drop some wood. It may not be fun, but at least it's exercise, and you need strength to shovel snow. It's winter time. Try to hang on. Winter time. It can't last for long. Depressed. One day spring will come. Birds will sing and flowers will bloom. Until then, not much to do. Just wait it out, avoid the flu. It's winter time. Try to hang on. Winter time. It can't last for long.
Winter time does not last forever, but it'll be back as the cycle continues in its continuous way. That was Karen Mantler performing her piece Winter Time. Karen sang and played the piano. Kato Hideki played the bass and Doug Wieselman the bass clarinet. That was recorded for Spinning on Air in April of 2014. I've provided a link for more info about Karen's work, as I did for Susanna, at spinningonair.org. And I'm also going to put a link there for more information about my new album, which I'm awfully excited about. I've been working on it for years now, and it's about 4.5 hours long, so let me warn you about that. As I described in my essay about repetition and continuousness, the sustaining guitar, which you heard there a little bit, has really opened up new ideas, new perceptions, and certainly a new sound in my music and life. And it's one that I've been exploring. It's certainly not the only sound on the album. It's full of voices and clarinets and strings and all sorts of instruments. But by my environment and the instruments I'm working with, I've really been led to some new sort of sonic territory, some new places as a composer. And I hope you can join me there. I've tried to make my album Verdancy quite an experience for the listener. So you can learn more and hear more by going to spinningonair.org. or davidgarland.com. Back in 2016, I was pleasantly surprised to actually win a contest. The Very, Very Short Short Story Contest, sponsored by the Sarah Lawrence College International Radio Fiction Awards, or the SARAs. They wanted short audio fiction, like a short radio play, 3 minutes or less. And they had further constraints, too. They had people from the Sarah Lawrence College Writing Department faculty designate a sound, a setting, and a certain phrase that had to be heard in the short radio play. I chose the constraints given by Clifford Thompson. He stipulated that the sound of cicadas whirring needed to be heard. The action should take place during the hottest summer on record. And someone at some point had to say the following. Do one thing for a person and he thinks he owes you. Do everything for a person and he thinks you owe him. Since the theme of this podcast is in a sense the shifting of seasons, I thought it might be appropriate to hear this very short radio play entitled Bitterly Cold. More ice?
Sorry.
Is there any more ice?
Sorry. All gone. I mean, really, all of it gone. The fridge, the freezer. They can't work in this heat. There's nothing we can do now.
I'm gonna turn the person on. It helps.
Again?
It helps. Oh, goodness, she still works.
Well, not really. She won't do the cleaning anymore. Or the cooking.
Those circuits sort of melted, I guess. But she still speaks.
It became very, very cold, and during the night, we had several inches of snow again, and very cold atmosphere. And from then onwards, we've had nothing but cold and absolutely freezing temperatures.
It doesn't help.
I don't know. I think I feel a little cooler.
I guess it doesn't matter if things are clean anymore. If we had food, it'd probably fry itself. Oh. The insects love this heat.
I think our person likes it when we listen. I think we owe it to her with everything she did for us.
It's been snow and then frozen on top. And then more snow again, you see, building up like that.
Do one thing for a person she thinks she owes you. Do everything for a person she thinks you owe her.
We do owe her. A lot. These days, I don't think I could dream without her help.
Last night, we were 11 degrees below zero. New York has had a snowfall of 4 feet. Which seems incredible to us. And Chicago even is having more snow than in living memory. Sweden also is having one of the coldest winters in memory. So really the world has become so cold that I doubt whether we shall expect a thaw for quite a time. And in our second snowstorm, the winds have been quite gentle, bitterly cold. But gentle.
Oh, a gentle, cold wind. Can you imagine?
Make her say that part again.
Bitterly cold, but gentle. Bitterly cold, but gentle. Bitterly cold, but gentle. Bitterly cold, but gentle.
The climate is changing. That, too, may be part of a cycle. But it may be a cycle that excludes humanity, eventually. In Bitterly Cold, we heard some wonderful voices. Obviously, I was one of the actors, but also performing was Rhonda Joseph. And a very special voice of the robotic person there was the voice of a very real person and a really important person in my life. That was my Grammy. My English grandmother, Nellie Blueflower Bryan Betts. There was a period many years ago now when we used to correspond with her by sending cassettes through the mail, cassette letters. Her eyesight wasn't very good. And I always remembered that wonderful recording speaking about the severe winter and realized I could put it to use in that radio play, which I wrote and produced. Edward Haber was the recording engineer for Susanna's Freeze, and George Wellington was the recording engineer for Karen Mantler's Wintertime. Thanks to Susanna and Karen for permission to include their songs. I mixed the music. I'm David Garland, and I made this podcast. Spinning on Air is an independent production, and independence can be precarious. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes or your podcasting app, and please spread the word by sharing far and wide. You can even support the podcast via PayPal and Patreon. You can find out more, find links and info, and previous episodes at spinningonair.org. The name Spinning on Air is a registered trademark of WNYC Radio, used by permission. Here's one last sound of change, a seemingly continuous chorus of many individual voices. It's a springtime sound, one which announces a particular moment in the continuum of the seasons. These are little one-inch frogs known as spring peepers.